Francis Albert Sinatra struggled his way into the world on December 12, 1915. A 13-and-a-half-pound baby in respiratory arrest, ravaged by a torn ear, punctured eardrum, and facial lacerations, but with a stubborn will to survive. As an only child, Sinatra's youth was one of lonely isolation. He escaped his misery at the movies and acted out his anger in neighborhood brawls. A disinterested, some say lazy, student, Sinatra often played hooky at A.J. Demarest High School, for which he was eventually expelled. Early ambitions to be a sports writer led to his first job in 1933 as a copy boy on the local Jersey Observer. For the next 2 years, the fledgling vocalist, so gangly he was known around town as a wet rag, hustled work at social clubs, school dances, and even minstrel shows, singing often through a megaphone for cigarettes and pocket money. He caught his first break on September 8, 1935, as part of the Hoboken Four on Major Bowes' Amateur Hour at New York's Capitol Theater. Bowes signed up the quartet for a nationwide tour for the kingly sum of $50 a week. On February 4, 1939, he married classy brunette Nancy Barbato, a union which produced his three children, Nancy, Frank, and Tina. Sinatra made his first appearance with Harry James and his music makers at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore on June 30, 1939. Frank, however, found his stint with James disappointing. Harry's loud, raucous swing sound was not really cut out for his vocal style that emphasized torch ballads and his trademark phrasing and delicate tonal textures. For the ambitious Sinatra, who longed to be the best in the world, he felt James was holding him back. As 1940 opened, Sinatra jumped ship to sign on with the popular Tommy Dorsey Band. It was here he blossomed, not only as a vocal stylist, but also in the studio, including a memorable May 23rd session that produced the wistful I'll Never Smile Again, which shot to the top of the hit parade, remaining for a record 7 weeks. Sinatra's rise to popularity was both lightning quick and unprecedented. Within a year, he was named the most popular vocalist by both Billboard and Downbeat, knocking off perennial favorite Bing Crosby. By early 1942, it wasn't the Dorsey Band crowds came to see, but the skinny Italian kid with the big voice. Dorsey knew it was inevitable that his star crooner would strike out on his own. After 2.5 years, Sinatra left on September 19, 1942, right in the middle of a musician strike. After a shaky 3 months without substantial work, Frank was booked into New York's prestigious Paramount Theater with Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee. That fateful New Year's Eve, Sinatra parted the curtains to a shocking, unexpected horde of pandemonious screams and cheers from hysterical teenage fans. This was the dawn of Sinatra mania and the era of the Bobby Soxers, crowning Frank popular music's first teen idol. For the next 5 years, Sinatra performed to sold-out crowds at the top clubs, theaters, and orchestras throughout the country. During this time, he also became a movie star, his 5 films highlighted by 1945's delightful Anchors Away, where he proved he could hold his own, hoofing it with Gene Kelly.